glad to be here, Will, and glad to have my new colleague, Adam Clark, along on piano. We're playing the third and final movement of Weber's Grand Duo Concertante, Opus 48. Weber was known as an opera composer, but also a champion for the clarinet. And this is the final movement. It's the Allegro. It's got a nice little tune that comes back again and again, and lots of notes.
Thank you. That was the rondo from the Grand Duo Concertante Opus 48 of Carl Maria von Weber, played live in Studio C by clarinetist Todd Waldecker and pianist Adam Clark. Great music from the early days of the burgeoning instrumental virtuoso movement there, early 19th century. Thanks very much, Todd. Well, Adam Clark has been on the faculty. This is the second year, I think. Is that correct for you to be?
Yes.
And your first visit to Live in Studio C.
That's correct.
Yeah, so thanks for bringing Adam along, Mr. Todd.
I'm happy to do it. As you can see, he's working very hard in that piece.
Yeah, it's a lot of notes, you're right. Music of Gershwin next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What an arrangement. So let's hear about that.
Yeah, this is a fairly new arrangement published of Rhapsody in Blue for clarinet and piano. And the arrangers, it's arranged by a clarinet-piano duo, Larry Guy and Jan Dietz. And I think the clarinetist, he left in all the good solos, and the pianist left in all the good solos. So we have a good time with this. Just had a really good time with playing this one.
Thank you.
Well, I don't think I need to give the title of that piece. Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin, a really fine arrangement by Larry Guy and Jan Dietz, played live in Studio C by clarinetist Todd Waldecker and pianist Adam Clark. That's really, really fine.
Have a good time with it. Thanks.
You know, two things. Number one, when we were talking earlier on the phone, you said you might have a few little shorty pieces if you wanted to. Is that a possibility? We have a couple more minutes.
Yeah, sure.
But before that, since I have you, I'm going to talk about that opening glissando, the most famous, longest, drawn-out glissando in American music. Is that something anyone can learn to do, or is that an arcane mystery for clarinetists initiated into the mysteries?
You know, that's interesting you should ask about that. I was in high school. I was a sophomore, and the senior that was sitting next to me, ahead of me, he was better than me, he warmed up with that every day in band. And I leaned over, after a couple, you know, 2-3 months of hearing that, I said, "Will you teach me how to do that?" And he looked over at me and said, "Absolutely not." So it's not a mystery, but it does take some work, and you have to be not afraid to do some things that your teacher says are incorrect.
Because you have to play between the notes, basically, fade from note to note. Because if you press a key, you get a note on a clarinet.
Right.
Anyways, well, okay.
I did teach myself in spite of my classmate that would not show me the secrets.
Well, we do have a couple more minutes if you want to play a little.
Sure.
Encore. It's up to you totally.
Totally different style here. Very slow. This is by Peter Schickley, another American composer, but he's still living. And these are some elegies that he wrote. Very calm, much calmer than Gershwin. Mm-hmm. First one is Song for Bert.
That's a lovely piece by Peter Schickley called Song for Bert, from a set of shorter pieces.
Elegies.
Elegies, yes, thank you. Todd Waldecker playing clarinet with Adam Clark, piano, live in Studio C. Well, let's hear about your recital, which is coming up next Monday, when and where, et cetera.
Sure. Our recital is Monday, September 14th, 8 p.m., in the Hinton Hall, in the Wright Music Building at MTSU. In Murfreesboro. It's 8 o'clock. We'll be playing the complete Weber Grand Duo, more of these elegies, and finishing up with the Rhapsody again.
That's great. Thanks for a wonderful set today.
Thanks for having
us. Todd Waldecker and Adam Clark. I'm Will Griffin. Up next week is Duo Sugeste, Robert Thompson and Joey Butler, duo classical guitar players, with a set focused on Latin American music. On Live in Studio C, our fall series is underway. Later this month, we have the Nashville Early Music Festival Orchestra previewing the upcoming premier Nashville Early Music Festival. That's on the 22nd of September, and then September 29th, violinist Jessica Blackwell and pianist Amber Abley are here as well. Our thanks to Carl Peterson for engineering today, this Live in Studio C program. As I said, I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for listening, and we appreciate the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support as well for this Live in Studio C series.